No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. The No Name Nerd is the home for gamers, streamers, and content creators, and we're happy to provide you with this opportunity to learn more tips and tricks to grow your stream, to grow your following, and to succeed at whatever your personal or professional goals are in this digital environment. I'm going to turn things over to Joe now.
What's up, nerds? I'm Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Today, I'm going to let you in on a secret, the industry secret, about who can be a content creator. Now, here at the No Name Nerd communities, we talk to countless nerds wanting to get into various content creation categories. Now, we often ask them why they haven't started, and the response is always some variant of the same answer. I don't know how. I'm not good enough yet. I still have too much to learn. Yeah, I could keep going here, but you get the idea. So let's take a deep dive into a concept known as imposter syndrome. We'll define it, let you in on the industry secret on who qualifies as a content creator, and we'll teach you how to beat it by using a student mentality. So what is imposter syndrome? Simply put, it's the belief that you don't belong at the table, that for whatever reason, you are not valid at whatever task you are trying to do. Maybe you don't feel well-versed on the subject matter, or you don't have enough experience. Maybe you don't have top-shelf equipment. Whatever the reason is, you feel like you don't deserve to be in the conversation. This problem runs rampant throughout nearly all walks of life, from creatives like artists and writers, to academics, to business people, nearly anyone, and it is absolutely pervasive within the online content creator population. So what if I told you that there is an industry secret to who actually qualifies as a content creator? Are you ready for it? Because I don't know, are you ready for it? I'm not sure. Go ahead, brace yourself. Sit down, maybe. Are you good? Good, because I'm going to pause a little longer for dramatic effect. Do you create content? Congratulations, you are a content creator. Could it be that simple? Of course. If you stream content, by definition, you're a streamer. It's that easy. Now, does that mean you're automatically a god amongst streamers? Of course not. But by taking down that first barrier, removing that gatekeep, you now have the potential to gain experience and improve. So now that's all well and good, but how can we combat this in our minds? The biggest impacts come down to shifting our view from the past towards the future. We've got to focus on our growth rather than our deficits. We have to separate our lack of qualifications or experience from those that we will earn in the process. In life, successful people are always learning and always growing. Ultimately, this kind of student mentality will bring you into the content creator, will build you into the content creator that you want to be, rather than preventing you from starting. Now, there's one huge caveat here. Just because you are a valid voice in the room, it doesn't mean that you are the greatest expert on the topic. Now, even the greatest experts in any field still learn new things from time to time. It's important to recognize when you don't know the answer. It's perhaps even more important in these instances to find and learn the correct answer, rather than just pretending you don't know and being wrong. Again, this doubles back to that student mentality aspect. As you learn and grow in your field, in our example, content creation, if you don't know the answer, the only way to grow and improve is to find out the right answer. You'll know it the next time around. Now, I just said that being a valid voice at the table doesn't make you an expert, right? I'm a blogger. I'm a podcaster, a streamer, a content creator. Sure, I'm all that. But I'm not a mental health professional. I'm not the expert here. You know who are? The fine, fine folks at the American Psychological Association. So I turned to an article from APA author Kristen Weir titled, "Feel Like a Fraud?" for some additional advice to help us beat this. Now here are some of her tips within the context of what we do here. Talk to your mentors. Find experienced people in your field and learn from them. Ask them to critique what you're doing and help you figure out how to improve. Watch what they do and learn from that. The more knowledge you absorb, the closer you get to being that expert voice. Recognize your expertise. Realize what you know well and help newer creators with those things. Contribute your knowledge and you'll realize that you actually know what you're talking about. Side note, if you're looking for mentors or people to help, new creators to help, check out our Discord. There's a lot of that going on. Remember what you do well. One easy way to do this, write out a list of your related strengths and opportunities to what you're talking about. You know, what are you good at? What do you still need to grow at? That will help serve as a reminder not only of what you still need to grow on, but what you already know. Realize that nobody is perfect. It's important to remember that in this world, perfection doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. Good enough, as the term might imply, is good enough. I, for one, don't make perfect podcasts, that's for sure. But I make a decent, informative, listenable podcast, and that's good enough for our purposes around here. We got the important stuff right, so that's all that matters. Change your thinking. Stop forcing yourself to perfection. Maybe limit your time working on an edit. Let people see works in progress. When you get positive reactions to stuff that wasn't perfect, it can start to chip away at that perfectionist imposter mentality. Talk to someone who can help. Talking with a mentor, a counselor, a therapist, any other mental health professional can really help reframe your headspace here. It's absolutely worth it. So with all that in mind, I kind of want to tell you a little bit about my journey into content creation, because I feel like it sort of illustrates my point here. Now, I started my media career with what was, at the time, Big Bite magazine. I was their social media manager. That was the expertise I brought to the table. That's what I did. I got on Facebook and Twitter for everyone. That was my job. That's what I was good at. Since then, out of necessity, I was thrust into positions of managing editor for the magazine, to executive producer for our video animations projects, to CEO and ultimately CEO of a multimedia group. Now, prior to all of this, outside of a class that I'd taken in high school without data tech, I never edited a single video. I was a B student at best in English classes, and I had minimal other relevant experience. So how did I do all of this stuff? Relatively successfully, actually. I learned. I made mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. Oh my god, I made a lot of mistakes. But I learned from them. I asked for help. I found experts. I even sought out some mental health support. But I made the decision to make it happen. Now the funny thing about all of this is for years before I joined Big Bite, I'd wanted to edit gameplay videos, but I always thought to myself, man, I could never learn how to do all of that. You know, now I edit and publish at least one gameplay video a week on my own platform, and I release a blog and a podcast weekly here. You know, I guess if there was any point to take away from that little story, it's that you, and only you, have the power to decide if you have a seat at the table. So listen, imposter syndrome is real. If left unchecked, it can stall our creativity and belay our goals. Today, we've learned what it is, discovered the secret to being a creator, and learned how to beat imposter syndrome by using a student mentality. Now, the next entry in our mental health check series will take a look at dealing with the grind of streaming, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. Have you conquered imposter syndrome? Are you still struggling with it? We want to hear about it. Come talk to us about it at the Nerd Health channel in our Discord. Wait, are you not already a member of that? Grab the link at nerdsbelonghere.com. As always, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast so you get the latest and greatest tips and tricks for content creators like us. And with all that said, on behalf of the No Name Nerd, thank you for joining us today. I'm Joe. Have a wonderful day. Bye, guys.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.